This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
In today's show, Bitcoin price eyes $24,000, July close as sentiment exits the fear zone. That's right, the relatively good times could continue next month. One prediction says after July manages to reverse the worst of the 2022 crypto downturn, and quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, final day of the monthly candle for U.S. indices, looking strong, bullish, engulfing. Sounds like we're going to get that continuation in August, including with crypto and Bitcoin, summer relief rally. It is. And quoting Rec Capital, Bitcoin is very close to performing a weekly close above the 200-week moving average. Technically, it looks like Bitcoin is doing well to reclaim the 200-week moving average as support. And on-chain analyst Wooly Woo shares this Bitcoin accumulation chart, and he wrote, Bitcoin bear market accumulation visualized. It's one from my private collection. Use it at your own discretion to time your generational bottom entry. And this just in, breaking news, two U.S. senators introduced a bipartisan bill to exempt Bitcoin and other digital assets from capital gains taxes if the transaction is under $50 or the gain from the transaction is $50 or less. And more breaking news, $6 billion in Bitcoin to be invested in El Salvador through global platform Bank to the Future. Now for a 2015 throwback from Max Kaiser, Cubans sending money home from Miami are using Bitcoin to bypass the corrupt banking system and do much better on fee structures. Also in today's show, crypto analyst who called the big Bitcoin backslide warns of a big bull trap and explains why. Quoting crypto analyst Crypto Capo, this is one of the biggest bull traps of the year, but you won't see it until it's too late. Also in today's show, crypto's dry powder indicator just flipped. Here's what's next, according to on-chain analyst Will Clemente. That's right, there's a lot of dry powder in the crypto markets, just as Bitcoin is showing a historical bottom indicator. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, here's how Bitcoin can reach $10 million per BTC, according to top crypto researcher. That's right, as you can see here in this chart, which lists the store value assets, Bitcoin has the potential to become worth over $10 million a coin. And as pointed out here, things get weird if we exceed $1 million Bitcoin, since the Satoshi will be worth more than a penny. Let's go. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Yesterday, I celebrated episode number 1001 of the Crypto News Alerts podcast. And guess what? You guys showed mad love. I got many contributions, as you can see here on the screen. So to show my appreciation, I want to give back and do a Bitcoin giveaway and give away the money I just received from the live chat. And if this goes well, I can do this every day. Because think about it. How many podcasters have a crypto news show 7 days a week, 365 days a year? Nobody. How many podcasters are giving away free Bitcoin every single day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? Nobody. So listen up. To qualify to win this $50 in free BTC, all you need to do is make sure you're subscribed to the show, smash the like button for this video, and drop us a comment right down below. Then I'm going to be using this random YouTube comment picker to select the winner at the end of tomorrow's live show. So I look forward to seeing you there, and let's get this Bitcoin, shall we?
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Crypto News Alerts podcast. This is episode 1002, and I'm your host, JV. Now, Bitcoin dropped its volatility on the last weekend of July as monthly close drew near, which is tomorrow. And here you can see the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin retaining $24,000 as resistance until July 30th. Bitcoin had benefited from the macro tailwinds across risk assets in the second half of the week, these including a flush finish for U.S. equities, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, which gained 4.1% and 4.6% over the week, respectively, with off-speak trading app to spark volatile conditions into weekly and monthly closes thanks to thinner liquidity. However, analysts warned that anything could happen between now and July 31st, quoting crypto analyst Josh Rager, gonna sit back and watch the market up until the weekly close like always. Hard to get into any trades seriously, though. They may be a few outliers in the current market condition that continue to perform well over the weekend, and others focus on the significance of the current spot price levels, which lay above the 200-week moving average at $22,800, a critical line in the sand, and finishing the week above the trend line would be a first for Bitcoin since June. As crypto analyst Rhett Capital points out, Bitcoin is very close to performing a weekly close above the 200-week moving average. Technically, it looks like Bitcoin is doing well to reclaim the 200-week moving average as support. And adopting a conservative short-term view, popular trader Roman called for a return to at least $23,000 thanks to overbought conditions. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin 4-hour chart so far seeing deviation for a potential double top call from yesterday. I expect a pullback to $23,000 at minimum. Downtrend confirms a close below $20,700. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Bendepop, final day of the monthly candle for U.S. indices, looking strong, bullish engulfing. Sounds like we're going to get that continuation in August, including with crypto and Bitcoin. Summer relief rally. It is. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, optimism continued to increase across the crypto markets through the week, with the crypto greed and fear index hitting its highest levels since April 6th after exiting its longest ever period of extreme fear. That's right. Checking out the crypto greed and fear index, you can see we're currently rated a 42 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday, a 39, last week, a 31, and last month, an 11 in extreme fear. Now, August was set to be a quiet month for U.S. macro triggers, with the Federal Reserve not due to alter their policy in a scheduled manner until September, and the risk of advancing inflation nonetheless remain, with the next consumer price index, better known as CPI print, due August 10th. Now this week, the European Union reported its highest ever monthly inflation estimate for the Eurozone at 8.9% as the hyperinflation around the world continues. And quoting on-chain analyst Willy Wu, he shares this Bitcoin accumulation chart. Bitcoin bear market accumulation visualized. It's one from my private collection. Use it at your own discretion to time your generational bottom entry. So shout out to Willy Wu. And Plan B reminds us here, quoting the great Satoshi Nakamoto, if you don't believe it or if you don't get it, I don't have time to try to convince you. Sorry. And it shares this new Bitcoin chart updated at $24,000 for the stock to flow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And this just in, breaking news, two U.S. senators introduce a bipartisan bill to exempt Bitcoin and other digital assets from capital gains taxes if the transaction is under $50 or the gain from the transaction is $50 or less. Let me know your thoughts surrounding this new crypto bill. Also, more breaking news, $6 billion in Bitcoin to be invested in El Salvador through global platform Bank to the Future, ambassadors to the United States. And check this out, Cubans sending money home from Miami are using Bitcoin to bypass the corrupt banking system and do much better on fee structures. And this is a throwback quote from Max Keiser in 2015, in which he retweeted and wrote, Max and Stacy caused the Bitcoin revolution in Cuba. Ask anybody there. They'll tell you the same. We also killed a few ish coins in their tracks. So there you have it. And before I break down next way of the day, crypto analyst who called the Bitcoin backslide warns of a big bull trap and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping and in the green, which I love to see. We got Bitcoin up 4.5% for the day, trading above $24,500 and looking to test $25,000 as resistance. We have Ether up almost 4% for the day, trading back above $1,700, while Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, XRP, and Cardano are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A crypto trader known for predicting Bitcoin bottoms warns traders are in the midst of another bull trap. Synonymous crypto analyst Crypto Capo tells his 462,000 Twitter followers that the Bitcoin bulls are about to get caught in a major trap, as he warns here. This is one of the biggest bull traps of the year, but you won't see it until it's too late. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. An on-chain analyst, Juan Clemente, responded, 7,700 likes, in which Capo responded, I wouldn't use the likes of any account to determine market sentiment. Funding rates, leverage ratio, CBD, and other indicators show that most people are buying into resistance. For that same rule, we can use this, referring to this tweet from Kobe, which is a poll which asks, what percentage of your portfolio is in stable coins, in which 45.7% of you put between 0 to 15%, while 23.7% of you put between 85 and 100%. Capo references a tweet thread from April 2022 in support of his argument. And according to Capo, he manages to correctly call Bitcoin bottoms time and time again, even when it means going against popular opinion. As he shares here, same thing happening now, worth a read. I will not post any more here until the bearish scenario is confirmed or invalidated. Good luck and stay safe. And in the April tweet storm, Capo points out his correct capitulation calls over the years, implying that his reasoning backs up his current predictions. He begins in 2018, as he shares here on Twitter, is the same story over and over. 2018 called for $3,000 to $4,000 Bitcoin when price was 7,500. It ranged between 6,000 and 9,500 for 7 months and then reached the final target. I had very few followers then, and you could already see the hate. Now, the trader claims he made the same correct calls in 2019 and 2020. As he shares here, 2019, 2020, call for 7,000 to 7,300, 6,000 to 6,200, and 4,400 to 4,800 as final target. Price started to reach those targets, and after some months, it also reached the final target, being the absolute bottom again. I got a lot of hate back then. And piling the evidence on, the synonymous trader also says he correctly called the bottom in 2021. Quoting him again here, 2021, I was calling bottom and continuation of the bull run at $30,000 to $35,000. Most comments expecting lower, 20,000 or even 10,000, and mocking too. Price ranged between those levels for some weeks, and then the bullish run continued until $69,000. And the trader concludes that the markets will always give traders opportunities, signing off with his followers until further bearish notice. Quoting him again here, see, there were opportunities in between because market always gives you opportunities. If you're catching every bottom, every bounce, congratulations. I focus on bigger opportunities, different time frame, and I don't care about missing bounces. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst, and what are your thoughts surrounding a big bull trap in the works for the king crypto? Holla at your boy. Now, before I break down next story of the day, crypto's dry powder indicator just flipped. Here's what's next, according to on-chain analyst Willem Clemente, as well as here's how Bitcoin can reach $10 million per BTC, according to top crypto researcher. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above $1.1 trillion. Let's go. With over $88 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.6%, with the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Yearn Finance leading the pack, up 31%, trading at $11,755, followed by Filecoin, up 25%, trading at $7.39, followed by Optimism, up 18%, trading at $1.79. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see literally a sea of green, which I love to see. A lot of gains in the altcoin market. We have YFI up 76%, Ethereum Classic up 56.2%, and Bitcoin Gold up 54%. 0.1%, and I already shared with you the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, currently rated a 42 out of 100 in fear. So now let's break down our next story of the day. There is a lot of dry powder in the crypto market, just as the king crypto is showing a historical bottom indicator, according to popular on-chain analyst Will Clemente. Shout out to Will. In a new installment of the Blockware Intelligence Newsletter Analysis, Clemente tracks the combined market capitalization of the two biggest stablecoins, Tether USDT and USD Coin USDC, relative to the market cap of all crypto assets. Now, interestingly, in a previous show, we discussed USDC potentially flipping Tether USDT. The analyst notes, when the market cap of the two stablecoins is low compared to the overall market, it indicates the macro top could be near since there are limited new buyers. He highlights the opposite is also true, quoting Clemente here. Conversely, whenever the ratio reaches the top of the channel, it indicates there is a large amount of dry powder on the sideline relative to crypto's aggregated market cap. As the market rallies, there is a stronger likelihood of market participants becoming induced to chase. The more dry powder, the more dry kindle there is for a spark to light on fire. After posting this last month, when the ratio reached the top of the channel, it has begun to roll over, and he shares this chart. And looking at Bitcoin, Clemente notes that BTC reached one of the furthest deviations from its 200-day moving average ever last month, suggesting that the leading crypto asset could be in the midst of forming a bear market bottom. As he shares here, Bitcoin has only been this far below its 200-day moving average a handful of times, less than 2%, each of which looked terrifying to buy at the moment, but terrifying obvious in hindsight. It has now reverted back, no longer at that level of extreme deviation that has indicated market historical bottoms. And this tweet made me giggle. It is truly poetic that the short Bitcoin ETF launched within 3 days of the bottom. Go figure. And before I break down our final story of the day, here's how Bitcoin can reach $10 million per BTC, according to top crypto researcher. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, as I shared earlier in the show, I'm going to be giving away $50 in Bitcoin tomorrow at the end of the live show. And to qualify to win, all you need to do is smash that subscribe button, hit the like, and drop a comment right down below. And as I shared, I'm going to be using this YouTube random comment picker to choose the winner. And don't worry, spam comments and spam bots are not eligible to win, so there's a good chance of you actually winning if you actually comment, considering there's probably only like 20 real comments and hundreds of spam bots. So make sure to comment below to qualify to win some free BTC. And of course, you can follow me on Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, and Apple's iTunes, as well as Google Play, as well as all across social media, from Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The crypto world is abuzz after a chart predicting an astronomical Bitcoin price made the rounds on social media, documenting Bitcoin shared with their almost 800,000 Twitter followers, a chart listing store value assets, making the case that Bitcoin could perhaps reach a price tag of $10 million. The crypto enthusiasts shared the following on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin has the potential to become worth over $10 million per coin. Heck yeah. And as you can see in this chart, it lists all store value assets, including gold, cars, fine art, real estate, the stock market, negative yielding bonds, and low yielding bonds. And it shows you the total market cap of all of these assets to be $206.9 trillion. Now, this chart was created by another synonymous crypto supporter, Croesus BTC. They provide a detailed explanation for the spectacular Bitcoin price prediction in a January 2021 blog post, which I'll include in the show notes below the video in the description. It's entitled, Am I Too Late for Bitcoin? And here you can see this chart with the $206.9 trillion in store value assets. And as you can see, gold's market cap currently sits above $13 trillion. So for Bitcoin to catch up where we're currently at $500 billion, we still need to grow 26x. And here's where things get very interesting. If the high-end outcome ends up being the case, a full 99.7% of Bitcoin's total wealth generation remains ahead. This would mean Bitcoin still has 400x to grow, dwarfing the gold milestone. As you can see here, numbers don't lie. With a $200 trillion market cap to tap into, Bitcoin can still climb 400x. Let's freaking go. Now, the analyst listed the total market value of assets like gold, real estate, and stocks, then gauge what percentage of market share Bitcoin might take from each. The analyst believes full potential of Bitcoin's market cap stands at around $206.9 trillion. With Bitcoin's maximum supply being 21 million tokens, that would bring the price to about $9.8 million per BTC. Send it. And quoting him here, those who deeply understand Bitcoin tend to view its potential as at least that of gold, which is worth $13 trillion, and at a $13 trillion market cap, each Bitcoin would be worth approximately $619,047. Now, crypto traders have pondered for years whether Bitcoin could eventually overtake gold. Financial services firm De Beer Group released a worldwide survey in November of 2020, gauging the millennials' generational sentiments about the two assets. Quoting them here, more than two-thirds, 67% of the 700-plus millennial clients surveyed says that they think Bitcoin competes better against gold as a safe haven asset. You damn straight. And Devere Group CEO and founder, Nigel Green, said of the data, Bitcoin has been around a little more than a decade, but already accounts for more than 3% of gold's $9 trillion market cap. Millennials are to become an increasingly important market participant in the coming years, with the largest ever generational transfer of wealth predicted to be more than $60 trillion from baby boomers to millennials taking place. That's right. And with the Bitcoin price back above $24,000, Bitcoin would need to do more than 400x from its current value to fetch that hefty $10 million price tag. When do you feel we're likely to reach $10 million per BTC? Let me know in the comments below. And quoting Jameson Lopp, things get weird if we exceed $1 million Bitcoin, since a Satoshi will be worth more than a penny. So there you have it. Start stacking sats now. Could you imagine the day where one Satoshi is worth a penny? I know I can. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Green Thumb wrote, great show, JV. Appreciate your work ethic, and I've watched almost all 1,001 episodes. Much respect. Greatly appreciate your continued support, fam. One love. Our next featured comment comes from Steve Hubbs. Just do the opposite of whatever Tone Vey says and you'll be fine. Touche, fam. And our third and final featured comment comes from Wayne. We are obviously in the denial phase following the capitulation phase of Elon Musk. That's right, the FUD puppet himself. And don't forget to make sure you're subscribed to the channel, smash the like, and drop a comment right down below. And in tomorrow's episode, I'm going to be choosing a winner for the Bitcoin giveaway, giving away $50 in free BTC. So let's go, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.